Blog Talk Radio.
Waller Man tell his story. Go ahead, Waller. Tell your story.
Okay, I remember back in 1970. I was back up here in New York, and I went south. And the friends I left down there, I said to them, there's a man said, I was telling him how many horsepower that my car had. So the guy said, he looked out there in the field. He said, Dag, I got to talk to my daddy, because my daddy ain't got but 3 mules out there in the field. He didn't realize I was talking to horsepower in the car. He tells the mules in the field.
Well, wait a minute. Now, listen, guys. Let me make an announcement.
What?
We have we're doing a simulcast right now. We got Jay Barnes and the Jay Barnes Monday Grudge Inc. Show is tied in with us right now. And Jay, you guys just missed a very, very interesting segment on the show where we were talking about we were just giving a tribute to the handicap of Houston, and Spanky was telling the story of how he befriended some handicapped kids at the track that had leeches on them. Thank you. You like to tell that story again?
Hold on. Hey, before I hear this, everybody that hear this going to hell, or is it just Spanky?
Everybody is going to hell. Everybody going to hell. Swear to God, they're going to hell. Oh, Lord. That's just some bullshit. Frank, would you please tell? Can I tell the story real quick, and then since you want to tell the long? Matter of fact, I want
tell the long version.
Fuck it, it's better when you tell the long way. I'm gonna tell the short version.
No, go ahead and tell the short version. It don't matter what version. I'm on mute and I'm eating. Go ahead and tell.
Okay. Well, apparently. Spanky went down to.
Hey, Joe, before you tell that story, ask Spanky, did your motherfucker put a tree on top of his head and cut that motherfucking head up, or did they put a hole up there? Because his head is.
Oh, shit. Now, listen, what Spanky was saying.
They didn't try to brand it like they. Go ahead, man. Y'all tell the bullshit, Joe. Y'all tell the bullshit on me. Y'all do.
That gentleman that's speaking right there. That gentleman speaking right there, his name is Dre, and he got...
I should have bit his motherfucking ass.
That gentleman right there, that fine gentleman right there, his name is Dre, and he's from Houston. Spanky, on the other hand, is from Dallas.
His name is DeAndre, but he can only spell Drake.
Oh, shit. Now, come on, DeAndre. Come on, DeAndre. Don't get mad now. DeAndre, don't get mad. What?
What did you say his name was? Are you
Frankie? He said his name was DeAndre, but all he can spell is the Dre part of it. So that's why he can't say the whole thing. Alright, but listen. Here goes the story.
That motherfucker over there eating all them chili dogs, and I mean, you know, that's all they eat in Dallas is chili dogs. That's all they eating for $2 for $1.
Okay. Hey, but listen, let me tell the story. Okay, no, the Spank Queen them damn chili dogs. But listen, now Spank said he go to Houston Raceway, and every time he goes near the starting line, he hears somebody howling. So anyway, he finally get up there, and at one point he said he got near the yellow line where the start staging lane, and a dude jumped out of him. Hey, you motherfucker, you just started cussing this shit. So his girl asked him, who was that? He said, I don't know, shit. He said, whatever. So anyway, later on that day, he came up by the starting line. They go to the same guy again in the same spot. Yeah, you motherfucker. So anyway, so he leaves. Every time he come back up to the starting line to see the goddamn race. So last race of the night, they leave and they going home.
Hold on, Joe.
What part?
That man he thought was a girl.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Come on. Wait. Let me see. Let's go. Let's see. So they on the way home now. Hold on. Let me tell you. You get to come back. When it's your turn, you get to come back now. They on the way home. They get ready to leave for the night. And he seen a little kid walking, and the little kid fell down. He said, well, I hope the little kid all right. So anyway, after he came up and he was getting ready to help the little kid, he seen a little kid had a leash on him. And matter of fact, it was a whole bunch of kids, like three or four in a row, and the last kid was Dre. He had a leash on him, too. So he said the whole row of leashed-up kids walked down to a goddamn little short school bus and hooked up to the school bus. They had on a pro mod on an open trailer, and they were trying to race with that thing, but nobody was. The pro mod was on 24s.
When they get ready
to leave, Dre had his head out the window.
It was a single action trailer.
Oh, single action trailer. I'm sorry. It was an open single action trailer with a pro mod on 24. and it had spinners on it. Man, what did Dre say?
Man,
lean out the window?
The hell,
what did Dre? Come on, Smokey, I don't remember that part. What did Dre say? Lean out the window. What did he say? I don't remember that part, Spanky. Tell him what's this.
Man, tell him what you said, Dre.
Hey, man, he got a mouthful of hot dogs. Sorry, he got a mouthful of dicks over there.
Wait a minute. Tell him what you said, Dre. Wait a minute. Now, come on. We get a little rough now. God damn.
Hey, Dre, what you tell me? Hey, Spanky, what did he say, Spanky?
forgot what he said. Y'all got me laughing so hard, I forgot what he said. What you said, bro?
Oh, he said, oh, wait a minute. He said,
look at that mouth.
He said, I'll see y'all in San Antonio as soon as I get my permission slip stamped. Because they go on a field trip. They got to get their permission slip notarized.
He had to get permission to eat them hot dogs he eating.
He said the only reason that he had to stay by the starting line because he had that leash on him, and they hooked him to the concrete barrier over there, and they hooked him so far back that they could only go to the yellow line. They don't want none of the cars in the staging lane to run over. So that's why they had to have a hook over there by the staging lane. That's why he could only talk to anybody that came over by there. So anyway, I don't know.
You know that little thing you stick in the top of the car and you hook to your golf cart and pull the little it's about 4 inches you stick it up. You pull the car with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you see them pulling the promo out of the back out of there. Dre got one of them hooks on the back of his top of his neck back there.
Man, you was going to fucking hell. Something's wrong with your ass. Stop, man.
Stop, man. He already in hell. He just ain't been burned up yet.
Stop, man. Tight, man.
That motherfucker look like, you know, Spanky look like Michael Sam.
Who?
I thought that was Michael Sam when he came. Who? You know Michael Sam.
Damn, Michael Sam, the gay football dude.
See, I don't even know who that is, but I know gay people know gay people, so hell, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on before you do that. You are listening to the Smack Talk Show simulcast, and we at the Smack Talk Show, we take no responsibility for any of the comments or accusations made by any of the people or the guests on the show. Proceed.
Hi, man.
You're
a gambling guy. I think you're coming to Texas to the Grub National. Who you like out of Hi,
right.
man, out of Trostock and Dre? They run a 50-yard dash, 40-yard dash or something. Who you like?
Trostock.
Hey, Spanky.
I'm going to have
to
go with Drake.
Hey,
I'm going with Drake.
Wait, listen. You doing what, Spanky?
I'm going with Drake.
Why?
All I got to do is stand at the other end, but he coming. I'm going to stand at the finish line.
For the banana?
Hey, but he ain't going to make it. Hey, Spanky. I'm going with Joe because his leash ain't that long.
No, we gonna have one of them bungee leashes this time.
Oh, well, he gonna win. He definitely gonna win.
Oh, he gonna beat Joe. I'm telling you.
Now listen, hey Spanky, is he allowed to run with his hand and his feet at the same time? That wouldn't be fair, now.
Hey, look, he's full track. I'm locking his ass in four wheel drive.
No.
Hey, look,
listen,
you already locked in, you didn't skip none of that.
We said on feet. We didn't say hands and feet. We said on feet.
Well, his motherfucking hands look like feet. He said, see how long it is.
Joe, you run the orangutan. He going to use his hands and his feet.
No. What you saying,
hands
look like
a... Hey, that motherfucking hand is longer than my feet. I wear 10 and a half.
Nah, you stop that shit now, Dre. We gonna run it. We running before the sun go down.
Bullshit. Hey, I tell you what. Well, no bet if you ain't gonna run at 10 o'clock. We gonna run when the goddamn sun go down. I'm running when it's dark. I'm running when it's cool.
Drake.
Oh,
if you, hey, look, one thing I do, I know I'm there with Dre now.
How we gonna know?
That's what I'm gonna tell you. I know I'm there with Dre now.
Motherfucker, Dre, hey, tight man, it ain't gonna be no race because that's how they gonna run.
Listen, I'm betting on Dre for sure if they run at night. Dre ain't got no radio, he got to stay cool. You know what I'm saying? He got no water pump. He got none of that. Everything got no water pump. He got nothing. Listen.
Oh, shit.
Black as that motherfucker is, I know you ain't going to be able to see when he leaves. So we going to win anyway. When the lead, when the lead stops the line, and front of us, how we win.
Oh.
I know you're going to get it in. That's a real shadow right there, if we run at night. He's a real shadow.
That's the shadow?
That bitch is stupid. That bitch is stupid. God damn.
Hey, Spanky. I ain't going to lie to you, Spanky. You calm me.
Huh?
You call me, man.
What you mean?
Stomach hurting, man.
You going to let Spanky, your ass is going to hell. Stop that bullshit, man. You're going to fucking hell.
Lisa, you ain't, hey,
listen.
You ain't got no hair in your stomach, do you, Charlie?
Yeah.
Dre some motherfucking black. He ain't even got a shadow.
Oh, God damn. Oh, shit. Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck did you say?
Dre, I tried to call Dre. I called him off your ass. I had called him off your ass, but you kept going. I told you this. Okay, that's it. Red Rock, that's it. It's over. Ding, ding, ding. It's over. It's over.
That's the only motherfucker that can fuck with me in this shit. You know, I tried him a couple of years ago when he came down here. Remember when we had Ben Laden car and we were going to fuck him up with Ben Laden car? He was talking all this shit.
Yeah. All right, so Dre.
So you ain't had no leash on
Dre.
Hey, you ain't had no leash on you last year there.
Yeah. Shut down. Stop now. Stop. Leave him alone. Man down. We got man. It's official man down moment. It's a man down. Man down. That's it. No more. That's it.
I get up to kick Charlisa in her ass, though.
Oh!
I don't feel too safe of it.
That Charlisa, god damn.
I swear, though. If you put some fucking orangutan footprints on my ass, that's gonna be your fucking ass. You
can't. Hey, you know what?
Hey, Joe. Ben,
what?
You wanna keep getting on me? Look, hey, you know them apes and the orangutans got out of that zoo. They was on top of the wall.
Yeah.
Dre was a leader ringer.
Short cat, put all his shit. On racedunk.com and try to get rid of it. Ain't nobody bought the shit. Now you gonna bring it down here. Don't bring that bumblebee looking motherfucker.
I don't have that car, Dre. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Oh yeah, I know you still got that cold salt. That cause it ain't a cold ball. That's a cold salt. That motherfucker sure went salt when it got up there on that line.
What you call it?
Hey, Spanky.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Spanky, man. Hey, it's just like this right now, Spanky. You've been on Dre ass all day. We gotta give him a pass. He can get on anybody he wants. But I know one thing.
Hey, he ain't gonna never quit now.
Footprint. Hey, I tell you one thing. If he put them fucking orangutan footprints on my ass, you're gonna see him at the track no more chained up.
Hey, look. Hey, you know, you better leave him alone. Suck, dog. I'm gonna have to bring some motherfucking diesel chains and hold him off you.
All right, listen, man. All right, here we go. Here what we got to do now. We got to go ahead on and we got to talk to Jay Barnes and their show and see what the hell they got going on. So y'all made my goddamn hair hurt. I'm ready to have this motherfucker right now.
What's
Jay Barnes.
What's that?
I just know what to do, baby. Stop, man. Stop. Stop. I swear to God, stop.
Shut down. Don't come down that road, well done, nigga. And I know that dead. Hell no.
Hey, shut down.
What? Oh, shit.
You know, Richard Dick Cheney, he's the, you know, vice president of the United
That's what we did. We locked in. We locked in. We locked in 1,000 on 500. That's what they did.
Okay. I was just saying that because everybody that Nate bet, he put something on here. He put something on the bet. He mad with money.
You're not hearing what I'm saying, though.
I Spank, you don't know what he's talking about.
Hey, Spank. I know what you're saying, Spank. No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm telling you that's going to be a good bet for you. Nate is mad
right.
with money. Whatever you bet him, he will put something on it. He got three in his backyard.
I feel you.
That's all I was
you.
Saying.
I got you on that. So, I'm betting on Dre. I know that.
So what you saying is when Mario beat you that time, he put you out of retirement. He did you like the corner.
No. Let me get it straight. When Mario won the bet, he didn't beat me. When Mario won the bet, he got paid.
He didn't beat you.
No, he
you
didn't.
You put the
he
goddamn car in drive, and that motherfucker went backwards.
No, Dre, that didn't happen. Hold, Dre. Listen, so you can get it straight. Joe, shut the hell up. Mute your phone for a minute, Joe. Let me get you straight, man.
Hey, Dre.
What happened,
Dre?
Because they put his transmission in, Dre. Hey, Dre, they put his transmission in, man.
I'm listening. That's rest of them talking. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay, because I want you to listen now. I know you're a orangutan, and I know y'all mind what y'all want to do.
All reverse, not race. You know what
I'm
saying?
But listen what I'm telling you. What happened was I burned out. I broke in the burnout.
Hey, Dre, listen. No, they didn't, Dre. No, I don't. That means they put his transmission in backwards, Dre.
It looked like two shades of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God damn.
Oh, motherfucker, crazy.
The paint, I'm not going to even lie. It looked like Ray Charles painted that motherfucker.
You ought to see it in person.
Oh, you ought to see that person. Hey, that motherfucker had a suicide. That looked like a suicide 69. Like you gonna kill yourself driving that motherfucker?
Dre, why you on truck so hard, man? He been talking about that crazy. Spank it, huh? You know, we just give them a little pass. You know, you already said what we need to do, right?
What?
He already walked around with a leash on his neck.
We need to help you get that car painted before you bring that motherfucker down.
No. I don't need no help with that. Dre, I don't need no help.
Hey, Dre, stop
bushing. You know, paint weight make the cars heavy and shit. Don't say that.
He's telling one coat instead of two. He don't want to be him.
Hey, but damn, Sardell, you obsessed with that yellow, man. Every car you got yellow in it, man. What the fuck is you, a cute dog or something?
No, it ain't. I got one black and orange. What the hell are you talking about?
But see that goddamn Camaro, that 60, whatever the fuck it was, that suicide Camaro, that motherfucker looked like a bumblebee.
I'm going to put that suicide motherfucker on your hero, too, motherfucker, you.
Dre, I locked your ass in. I locked that coleslaw in for real.
Dre, you can't talk right now, Dre. Somebody trying to lock in the race. Now, what was that, Spanky?
Dre will lock you in. You ain't just in?
With what?
With that coleslaw.
What's up?
I try you with the cold slaw, Carl.
All right, what you gonna run me with?
Shit, I probably run you. I run you on my feet. You push that motherfucker because it ain't going nowhere.
It's a lot. How much?
However much you got. I got money taller than you, young man.
All right, we're back. Lock in 2,000, sir.
Hey, I don't know if you can reach that high, man.
I said, listen. I said, lock in 2,000, sir.
Shut down, shut the fuck up, man. You stupid, dude.
Dre, he can't reach the high, but he gonna count the money from the bottom.
You ain't got no step stool tall enough for you.
Well, you told me I can't reach that high, so I have to start where I can reach at.
Did you have your seat? Hey, I was wondering, man, that little car you drive, is the seat all the way up or is the buckets up?
Both.
It was in the bucket.
Damn. Them buckets. He got nitrous bottles in the bucket.
All right, man. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Hey, what happened, man? Why you get rid of that other car, man?
Why you get rid of that Bumblebee? Nah, I built another car, Dre.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, see, I know you got, I mean, I know you got some sense, but you ain't got no common sense.
Yeah, I built another car.
Yeah.
Hey, why you ain't get rid of yours on 24s yet?
Well, you know, cause I'm gonna fuck you up with it. I'm gonna fuck you up with the 24s.
That tells me you don't have no common sense.
Hey, you know what?
Dre, listen, Dre. I'm gonna tell you what you do. Listen now. I want you to go out there, take the car off the back of that little yellow short bus. Start the car up, right? I want you to take a stick, put right in a long stick, a 2x4, and brush your front windshield out, and put it right there by the shifter. Hold it to the floor, lock the throttle, and take the stick and hit it, and let it run over top of your ass.
Man, that's too damn much. No, that's way too much shit you talking about now. You know, I gotta be simple. Hey, what's that? That's a lot of guys. I stopped listening. Say, let me ask you this, though, Shaw Dog, what's your name, that orange and black car? That's a Halloween motherfucker you got now, eh? It is, yeah.
That motherfucker like a nightmare in Virginia streets, huh?
Dre, I told you, every time he gets you on his goddamn show, you fuck the whole show up.
Well, that's all right. You called for me. I didn't call for you.
No,
hey,
I didn't call
man.
You, Dre.
Hey, hold on a second. Guys, we got 26 minutes left in the show. And, tight man.
What up?
Can you get Stone Cold on the damn show, please? We got a request for Stone Cold. I said you can't get.
No. Locking me in. I ain't wasting that man motherfucking time. That weak ass shit over there, y'all got going on.
He ain't got no way. He's fucking broke ass. What do you mean wasting his time? He's bum ass. Oh shit! You done made Nate mad. You done made Nate mad, motherfucker. You done made Nate mad. Nate the one that wanted him on the phone.
Oh, he won't lock me.
Yeah.
Get his weak ass on the phone. Oh, hold on. What the fuck, Nate said? Get his weak ass on the phone. Oh, I thought Nate said something to me. I motherfucking see about Nate weak ass when I see him stone cold. How you feel? Tight man, this grown ass man complaining about paying $20 to get in the track. You tell him to save $10 a week
And by May the 5th, he'll have $100 where he can pay to get in.
Wait a minute. He's doing what now?
It went straight to voicemail. Let me
try again. Went straight
to voicemail. Tell him again. Tell him again what you said, Drake. This grown-ass man is up here complaining about paying $20 to get in the track. You tell the beast to save $10 a week, and by May 5th, they'll have enough money in order to get in the track, or they can contact Mike Hill, and he'll take care of him.
Come on, Drake, you stupid. Hey, listen. This man crazy, man. Oh, Lord.
I'm from Georgia, where the black folk doing better than the white folks.
Oh!
Motherfucker's crazy.
Hey, so stop. You ever seen an adult car seat?
A who? An adult car seat?
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
No. I ain't never seen no adult car seat. I seen a motherfucker on a bus with a helmet on or some shit like that, but I ain't never seen no adult car seat.
We'll leave that for Thursday show.
Adult car seat? God damn. All right, guys, we got 24 minutes left of the show. 24 minutes. Whatever y'all going to do, got to do it.
I ain't gonna let you go, Spanky. Where you see one at?
Just put it this way. We're gonna talk about it Thursday. But look in your Jags or Summit book.
God damn.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Hey, Pro Star.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Stone Cold and them, they trying to lock their yellow car in. But they trying to go back door way about doing it. Them dudes is gay, man. Fucking homo.
Wait. What happened now? Go ahead. Break it down. They trying to lock the big D in, but what happened? What are they trying to do?
Yeah, they trying to lock it in with fucking Tony Bynes. They're calling Tony Bynes for.
Tony Bynes?
Yeah, fucking sorry ass motherfucker talking to me every damn day. Old Jerry Curl ass motherfucker.
God damn.
A weak ass motherfucker.
Oh, that's Man Crush Hill. He talking about Man Crush Hill, huh?
we got a Man Crush on.
Damn. I say he talking about Man Crush
Hill.
Man Crush
Hill,
Man Hill.
God, no. All right, now listen. I already told y'all the Smack Talk Show has no bearing. And do not claim any of the comments made have no responsibility. We but it is a guest of the show.
Damn. Drake crazy.
You got Man Crush Niece and Man Crush Hill.
Man Crush who?
Man Crush Niece and Man Crush
Hit
Man Hill.
Man Crush Niece.
What nephew?
Nephew, he
needs.
I knew a joke.
Yeah, nephew, fucker.
Hey, now you talking about a black motherfucker? Say that, hey, man, that black way blacker than me.
Hey, Drake, who the hell you say blacker than you? Now wait, I gotta know this motherfucker. Who that is?
Man crush nephew.
Oh,
goddamn.
With that
little ass driving suit
on.
That motherfucker fight.
Shay, that motherfucker got no app passages in it. You got to get nephew on now.
I can't get nephew on. The show is over. I cannot make any more outside phone calls. And that's why I had Type Man get nephew on. Type Man, get nephew on because I have no more lines. The show is ended. The show is ended. And J-Bond, see if you can't get Stone Cold or nephew on your show, please. I can't make any more outgoing calls. My show is over with, so the board is shut down.
He's trying to get any other Man Crush crew on.
In the Man Crush crew? God damn.
Y'all dirty, man.
Hey, listen, man. I'm glad I'm in North Carolina away from all you motherfuckers. The lightning gonna strike the shit out of y'all from dirty bitches. Y'all ain't no fucking good. I'm glad.
Hey, you know what, though? If you look at Mike here, haircut, you can't tell me that ain't a flat top from the 60s.
You know what the bad part about this shit is, I'm gonna get blamed somehow for doing this shit. And motherfucker better not call my name. All I know is that don't call my fucking name, and I told y'all I ain't got nothing to do with what these motherfuckers say. What?
Yes, yo.
What?
Nephew on the phone.
Nephew, these motherfuckers said something about you had a jumpsuit on, a bodysuit, and some shit that was real tight. When you drive
a leotard,
and I just wanted to get you on to make sure you get the finger there or something. Now, whoever said that shit, say it again.
Hold on. That's what y'all had me to call that man for.
Oh, no. They're talking about the race, though. Talking about the race.
Hey, nephew.
Got a point there, nephew. Y'all trying to lock in the Big B?
Possibility.
Oh, come on now. You want to be goddamn coy? What do you mean, possibility? What's that mean?
I'm being straight up, possibility. They were just talking about it there. He's trying to see what Stone want to do. Possibility, that means shit. Nobody.
Oh, so y'all ain't decided yet. Y'all ain't decided yet.
Hey, nephew, don't say,
You know the corner don't want to fuck with y'all, so why y'all keep on fucking with that?
Yeah, we ain't fucking with that. That's why we moved on. Say we might try to fuck
with that. Exactly, man. Ain't no sense to keep fucking with nothing that don't want no action from you.
That's good as that. That's crazy.
Tell your uncle Mike, nephew, you ask him
why would he keep fucking with the corner? Did you hear the corner talk shit for the last 40 days and 40 nights?
Tight man. He got on here fried and he shut the man ass up. Ain't no sense to keep fucking with that man. Let the man go. He can't count for the horses that got for the asses. So, I mean, let that man make it, man.
Hey, man,
get what? Hey. The car to talk about all that shit, but he ain't brought the car. The man been gone 5 years, possibly six, because he ain't brought the car yet.
Hey, man. I might be willing to try that, but how about this? I'm talking to Nate. I'm trying to get a race with Nate. How about you come straight off the trailer? I might try this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
And what you going to do?
I'm going to try to get my ass ready about goddamn 8 o'clock, hopefully.
Shit, we come straight off the trail. You come straight off the trail.
I can't beat you like that.
Damn,
he
should have
let him marinate a little bit. You know. I'll call you, Nate.
Hey, but what about the corner thing, man? That, you know, that I offered the corner. You gotta tell everybody what I offered the corner yesterday. For y'all to raise them.
Yeah. He said give us $75 to get the corner back time. He a goddamn 2-1 is money with the bomber B, and he'll put up Walter Man money. That was the 3-1.
I told Stone Cold I'd give him $7,500 to get the corner the back tire, but the corner retreated. He didn't want the back tire.
Damn.
So his shit must
be slow
for real.
Bro, stop. What you got to say about your good goddamn friend? Ain't that what you call him? My
man.
Good friend. Oh, okay.
He was gone for 5 years, and he's back. The people's champ, the corner. Ain't that what Joe say?
All right, everybody, welcome to Grudge Monday Night Grudge Inc. I'm going to shut that other show off. Biz, your mic's open.
Yeah, David and I, we're back to the regularly scheduled program. This is Monday Madness featuring, what's his name? What's the old man's name? Oh, yeah, Jay Barnes, Featuring Jay Barnes. He ain't on tonight. But we got some unfinished business. Damn it, we got some races coming up. And we need y'all, and yes, you, in the house if you want to see some good drag grudge racing. First off, we got May 3rd in the great state of Wisconsin. We got Terry, who was starting a phenomenal series called The Meltdown, and it is taking over like wildfire in the Midwest. So if you guys want to get some money, show up at the Meltdown at Wisconsion. Great Lakes Dragway, the Grove. Yeah.
Hey, as you're talking, I'm watching Teddy's Boys because he's at a funeral. Here's Biz and Hans on the big screen, one of the first Meltdowns.
With the Malibu. I was driving. That was before I became a jitty boom. So, I laid him down. He was in an S10, and I was in heart attack, baby. And I let that track break go, and damn it, that nitrous came on, and I looked like I knew what I was doing. It was fool's gold. It was smooth, though, because I didn't have no business behind no damn driving, no steering wheel. But, hey, the meltdown, baby, is going on in Wisconsin at D-Grove, May 3rd. The track gates open at what time, Tim?
10 o'clock.
And race
10 o'clock.
And the first round starts approximately?
We'll start doing open time runs at noon.
And first round will probably start
first
around.
Round will be at 4.
There you go. There you go. Make sure that you're in the house. If you don't have a race car, still show up and support. And you're going to watch some good side-by-side action. All right. And I'm putting a $50 bet that a Mustang wins. There you go. There you go. There you go. All right. We have another race in Milan, Michigan, with your man Heavy Game, Peso, and Grudge Inc. It is called Grudge Inc. Invading Milan, Michigan. For my brothers in the Midwest, yes, that's Milan, Michigan, on Plank Road, where I tore up two damn cars, but it wasn't the track's fault. It was the Jitty Boom's fault. But I tell you this, we got the 901 Bad Boys will be there, and I got a $200 bet that not only he beat Young Money, and I got a $200 bet that he got Young Money. 901 Bad Boys will be in the house. All right. Now, they had a blazer with some Willie bars on it, straight shot performance. I got booking rights for King Kong Jr. You got the back tie. Get the bet up there. You got the back tie. That's the only time I ever seen a nitrous car pays the tie. And the turbo car was seven cars in front. And that nitrous car came back around a turbo car. It's one of two things. You need a tuner or you need a bigger turbo. Which one is it? I don't know, Terry. Have you ever seen a turbo car get out seven cars in front of a nitrous car and still lose to the eighth of a mile? Oh, Terry must be getting somebody on. Well, I've seen it. I don't know if you've seen it, but I've seen it. We got Big Wayne. Big Wayne, press the one button so we can get you on, baby. Big Wayne has a race locked in with Sub-Zero. We have about 13 or 14 races locked in for May 3rd at Milan, Michigan. We also have Johnny Quick putting up the 29-inch tire belt. All right. We got the regulators going to be in the house. We're going to see if they regulating any damn thing. I don't know if they regulated anything the last 3 years, but this year, 2014, we're going to see if the regulators regulate any damn thing at the track, at a drag strip, at a racetrack. Will the regulators regulate? That's what we're looking for. We believe that Big Bad Dom will be in the house. We're thinking that Jolly Rancher is going to make the trip up to Milan, Michigan, and we're going to see some good unholes barred drag racing come May 3rd, 2014 in Milan, Michigan. Now, 2 weeks out, two weeks after that, on a Sunday, May 18th, we have the person that don't have to we got 2 weeks after, on May 18th, we got the person that don't have to, what's the word I'm looking for, Terry? Promote. We got the guy that don't have to promote his race because he that damn bad, and everybody want a piece of him. We got the number one stunner in Montgomery, Alabama. Butt Naked should be there. We're going to see if last year was a fluke with old Butt Naked on them 28s. Because I believe a white Monte Carlo is going to show up on 28. They're going to want a piece of Butt Naked. And also, I don't know what's up with Wick. He keep calling the guy out of, him and Mark keep calling the guy out of Alabama, their girlfriend. It's their girlfriend. I don't think Mr. Tim is too happy about that. So we're going to see if he's Turbo Tim or Twinkle Toes Tim.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
You know who will be in the house from the north?
Woo! I got word.
We will be making our first appearance that day.
I got word that the SVO has locked in Aaron Stevens, Crazy Horse, a.k.a. White Cracker, and he called himself that, for, hold on, got a text, for May 18th, the SVO versus White Cracker.
Yep.
Also, the Orange Mustang out of Georgia has been offered the back tire, and he has accepted the challenge, but don't know if he's going to be able to make it on a Sunday. So we going to see if we can give him a little push to accept that back tire. Now, that back
we
tire
tried
that
locking,
you
and that's, hey, that's what Marky's car.
Okay, Mark Alexander, out of the state of Indiana, wants to lock in and has already offered the back tire to, I believe, the car is out of the Race Factory Group. It's the Orange Mustang on 28. He was offered the back tire. He accepted the offer of the back tire, but he has not accepted the date. So, we're going to keep you informed about that. All the heavy hitters will be there supporting the man who do not need to promote. But main man, he will be there. What do you say? So, if anybody got anything to say, press the one button, and we're gonna keep this show rolling. Okay, anybody got their hand up? Terry. Well, we got some good races coming up, fellas. Wisconsin, May 3rd. Miley, Michigan, May 3rd, and DJ Grant's race, May 18th, in Montgomery, Alabama. So you guys get ready. It's going down. Weather's starting to break in all parts of the country, and we're going to see some good grudge drag racing going on. This is the year everybody's been talking about. A lot of people that hasn't been out in some years, they're coming back out. Some people that, you know, had some problems last year feel that they got their situations corrected. We got a camp out of the Detroit, Michigan area that is causing a lot of discussion. And that is the Young Money Coup. They are coming out with several cars.
Hey.
And
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Where my love at, girl? You ain't give me no love. What's up?
Hey, Jerry, you on mute that mic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
We got the Young Money crew that's coming out with several cars, big blocks, small blocks, stock suspensions, all of them nitrous cars, and they feel that they will wreak havoc in the grudge world. And
right.
By doing so, they went on and locked in with for their race on May 3rd. So I'm looking forward to going up there and celebrating their demise or celebrating their coming out party. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Hey, also, May 31st starts the Grudge Inc. No Class Playoffs. Bad Blood.
Bad Blood, man. I think, man, after what you're away, right, we're going to start hitting that thing real hard.
Yep.
We're going to start hitting that thing raw. And then don't forget, June 4th, June 5th, we're going to be in San Antonio, Texas for the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals. Players all over the country. Just to let you know, Jerry, I got a call the other day, one of my buddies with a backhand cop, and he's almost ready. He's almost ready, Jerry. And I don't think they too fond of a Nova and Indiana. So we'll see.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, so definitely looking forward to all these races that's coming up.
No,
it's really looking forward to it.
No good.
We got any participation tonight?
There's one hand up. Cadillac Joe.
Go ahead.
Cadillac
yeah,
Joe, you might
me. Okay. Hey, what's going on, Biz?
What's happening, baby?
Hey, nothing, man. Just sitting around listening to the show, supporting,
hey.
Man.
What about
seeing
you?
What's up. We got rain today, man. We got rain today.
We'll take it home.
Yeah.
So, hey, we need you to Western Union some of that sun down this week. Can you do that?
Yeah, we're going to try to, but, man, by Thursday, Friday, it's going to be 88 degrees here. So, you know.
Hey, man, just give us a little portion of it, man. That's all.
Yeah. We're going to try to set it up there. We need the weather to break for the third, man. We need some mid-70s, baby. Sunshine,
yes, sir.
And mid-70s.
That's it, baby. That's
back.
It.
So we can see
all right,
tonight.
Man. That's what I'm talking
so
about.
When is the first time you're going to come out? What's
man,
your name
hopefully
you
I... Well, my date, I want to be on the 8th, but, you know, I'm going to see. I ain't going to say nothing to it. When you see me, you're going to see the car. You ain't going to see me today.
The 8th of what?
The 8th of May. Hopefully that's what
May?
I'm looking for. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm going to see what happens.
That's like a Thursday, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting. If I get out, I'm going to call you. So we can try
what
to play.
What you going to call me for? What you going to call me
you
for?
You got a street. You got a true street car. So, hey, we can try something with these street cars. True street car, you drive 30 miles away and come back, and we line up at the track, get in them beams. That's what I'm doing.
I never said I had a car to put on the street for 30 miles. I ain't never said that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a bag down on that then, Biz. Bag down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm in the process of building a street car, but
I'm talking about a full street car. You can drive up down the street, get on the highway, run the Kankakee, come back, get in the lights. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, okay. I'm not even trying to do that.
Okay.
I'm building a car with no cage, with mufflers.
Okay.
You know, so to me that's a street car. You know.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
all right. Well, you know.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
We got one more mic open. Go ahead, boss.
Okay. What's up, homeboy, homeboy?
Uh-oh.
Who that?
Are
What's
you
up,
kidding
King
me?
Venus?
No, don't say none. I can't believe you don't know who that is.
I can't. You know, we're on the phone, so I don't know if that is.
Oh, okay.
What's up, homeboy? Oh, what's up, homeboy? What happened? What happened, baby? Man, you got to give your boy some love, too. Shorty, keeping it real, took care of business, baby.
Yeah, I heard Shorty.
Get him on there, man.
Yeah, I know. I heard. I seen the video. But you know, I can't talk about that on the radio. You know.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Get him on there. He just maybe explain a little bit on that. Hey, man, I'm glad to hear you on the show, baby.
Oh yeah. I heard Miles and Lenny still looking for him, or Puerto Rican Pete. I heard he's still looking for him. Yeah. Well, you know how Skin do it. Skin always do it. He always do it big.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So it looked like King Kong coming out of there.
Yeah.
Just supporting the race, baby.
Oh, yeah. All forms of race. Some can be talked about.
Have a good year this year, too, baby.
Huh?
We'll have a good year this year, too, baby.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like, man. I got some good news over the weekend. I seen some pictures.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Gonna be all right, baby boy. Just hanging in there.
Oh yeah. Gonna be like taking.
That's all I want to holler at you.
All right.
And what my brother talking about on the phone over there? Tell him stay in his place.
Who's your bro?
Cadillac.
Oh.
He knows his place.
Okay.
Hey. I'm gonna tell you like this here, Big Wally. Hey,
you know your
boss
place,
didn't even know who you was. Your boss didn't even know who you was, man. I recognize
you know your place.
When I catch y'all out there, I'ma hang these
nuts
on you. I'ma hang these nuts on you. Tell Farms to get
ready.
All
you better be doing is driving that 66 Noah to put some gas in. That's all. And change the oil.
Hey, I'ma drive it. I'ma pull a Noah around. I don't drive that, man. Hey, I'ma get nasty on y'all.
Last time I see you driving, you had some disco lights behind you, boy. Don't get the top of slick.
Hey, boy, you know, Lack don't do nothing but talk that talk. I walk that walk. I'm going to teach your boy about that one. Watch this.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to teach you, boy. I'm going to show you.
We better not
show you,
boy.
Better than I can tell you. I'm going to let the metal talk for me.
I'm going to let
the metal talk for you, baby.
I want to know it.
Tell me how you want it. You want it in your hand or you want it in your mouth. How you want
you
it.
Hey, homeboy, you got more moves than Floyd Mayweather, sucker.
Hey, Floyd, I taught Floyd. What you saw? I taught Floyd. That's how the money team do, baby. When we lose, we don't lose, baby. Come on now.
We'll see.
Huh?
We'll see, baby.
Okay, we're going to see. We still going to get something to eat.
You know your place, pimp.
That's it, baby. You know that.
Hey, homeboy, I'm going on mute.
All right, man, take care of yourself, man.
Yeah. It's all good, man. Looking forward to the racing season, man. Looking forward to the racing season. That's all I gotta say. That's it. That's all. Like Forrest Gump said, that's all I gotta say about that. Some will, some won't, some can, some can't. So, it is what it is. That's all it's going to be. Terry, got any more hands up? We can't get no participation. We can end this show. Go on in. Throw it in the bushes and get them out, Terry. On the bushes. All right, well, go ahead and your final thoughts. Final thoughts, Smitty. If they don't want to come on and plug their races, we can do final thoughts. All right. Oh, round and pound. Round and pound. Press the worm button. You have been summoned. Round and pound. Press the one button. You have been summoned by the Arkansas boys. Brown and Pound, are y'all on? Jeff. There go Big Wheel. Big Wheel.
What up?
What's going on, Big Will?
Not much. What's happening, fellas?
Oh, man, I'm ready to turn it on in tonight, baby. I'm tired. Just getting off work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm looking for ground and pound. I'm looking for ground and pound.
Oh, they ain't been on?
You seen them?
No, I ain't talked to nobody.
Yeah, they're gonna get out them bushes, man. Them Arkansas boys won't ground and pound. So I'm trying to see if they're gonna be in Milan on May 3rd. So if they're gonna be in Milan.
I talked to Big Kenny today. I bumped into him on a ground and pound Chiefs guy thing. He say they're gonna be there.
They're gonna be there?
Yes, sir.
Are they gonna have a car with them?
They don't go without one. They're gonna bring some.
Okay. Only thing else I need to know is it a small block on Nike. Now, if it is, I'm gonna call Arkansas boys and tell them find the hole. That's all I'm gonna do. Man,
Ground and Pound is on the show, man. They listening.
Okay. Let me get this open. Let me open this mic. Hold on. 708-6447.
Hey, what's up, Dennis?
What's going on, babe?
I think the goal is to bring a couple cars for Ground and Pound, but I can't really say for sure. They working on it.
Okay. And who am I speaking with? Man, somebody, hold on.
You speaking to the number one center, goddammit. Hell, you speaking to?
Cal City, your mic's open.
What up, Ben?
Hey.
Benzito.
What's going on? Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, ground and pound. The goal is to bring a couple cars. But
okay.
I can't say for sure that they gonna meet that May 3rd, but that's what they trying.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what's up. All right.
Yeah.
Because the Arkansas boys was inquiring. You know, they want to know the point they their truck and trailer on I-57. So I wanted to know if the point they truck on I-57. DJ Glenn.
Well, we got a couple weeks.
Yeah, we got 2 weeks. Got 2 weeks. Yeah.
Maybe check back with Jeff next week.
Okay.
Which, you know, this time next week to see if they can make it.
Okay. Will do. DJ.
Yes, sir.
The man that don't have to,
heard that. Why do I don't understand that? What you mean by that?
Hey, man, that's what Jay Bond told me to say that, man. He said, DJ, you talk your old boy DJ? I said, yeah, I talked to him. He said, yeah, that's the man that don't have to promote.
Hey, man, I appreciate everybody that just, I mean, I don't know.
What you got into now?
Hey, all I can say is going down, man. I appreciate everybody that's reaching out, that's trying to, you know, help make this a great event. I know we probably at close to about 10 or 11 lock-ins already, and we ain't really got into it yet. So, you know, it's getting ready to get real good real quick, but, you know, we got other races coming up first, so let's make sure everybody going, you know, hopefully don't have no problems or anything like that, so we can get it in on the 18th.
Well, what do you got going down so far, DJ?
Now, I got an announcement I'm probably going to make tomorrow. Kind of a pretty big announcement, but I'm going to wait because it's still one or two things we got to get ironed out to confirm, but I'll be making an announcement tomorrow. But it's definitely going to be, you ain't going to want to miss it. It's going to be one of the things you don't want to be there and not hear about it.
Okay. Well,
a lot of people you ain't seen, a lot of people that, you know, a lot of people be debuting their cars coming back out. I may be one of them. I it's looking pretty good right now, so, you know.
I'm trying to do the same thing, DJ. I told my guys that's the race that I want to make. But, you know, we'll see. They got the front part of the motor put back together. And they got a few little things to do. I ordered my front tires today. So, you know. It's all right. All the thing I need to do, you know, finish buttoning it up and go out and test. You know.
No, that's right. You know, it's just one little thing. You know, a lot of people. I really like to, you know, take time to say, you know, I really do appreciate everybody that's been reaching out to me, that's just been, you know, reaching out to me, wanting to support and wanting to come to the race. I mean, I hadn't really reached out to too many. People been reaching out to me saying they go, you know, they come to support, and I really appreciate it, and I definitely plan on returning the love. And, I mean, that's what it should be about, you know. We all should try to support each other and try to make everybody's event, you know, as best you can.
Well, all I know is when you come up to Michigan on the 19th, bring you a bucket or bring you some paper. One or the other. You're going to have to divorce papers because you're going to be dead broke.
I already know, because I tell you like this. If I don't make my own race, it looks like that's probably the race I'll be debuting at will be your race. So, and I know they want my ass and my head on a platter up there. And trust me, I'm going to be up under that, you know how when they bring out the turkey and then they pull the chrome lid up,
money,
I'm going to be laying my ass on that platter. So if you're hungry, get your ass down. Like I said, I have my transmission built with no reverse. I don't know how to bag up. I don't know how to say no. I don't know how to turn down. All I know how to do is turn up. It's what it is.
Hey, I just want to, yeah, I ain't going to say it's kind of private. But yeah, man. Just keep our fellow grudge racers in prayer, man. And you know, we face a lot of stuff. Face a lot of stuff throughout the days with our family and things of that sort, that nature, man. And we all need to be covered.
It's true.
So, yeah. People will know what I'm talking about at a later date. But, you know, there's a certain thing you don't share over the over the airwaves. But,
yeah.
But just keep our fellow races and their families covered in prayer. If you are a believer and you believe in prayer, just say a prayer for our fellow drag racers, because this is a family affair.
That's true.
What people need to
realize, man. When we come to these tracks, we do a lot of shit talking on it. But we need to, it's all good and dandy as long as it's non-personal, because we go to the tracks to have fun. That's what it's about. This is a hop. This is something we do. We love it. So we don't need that. We don't need to go to no damn racetrack with no hidden agendas, or go to no racetrack feeling like we need to be trapped.
Yeah.
It is racing, man. It is a hobby. Somebody gonna get their asshole blowed out. One thing about it, I'm gonna get my ass up there to get my asshole blowed out. It is what it is. You get beat, you get beat. You can't just get, you ain't never win if you don't get in the water bottle. Can't get on them.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Hey, is it enough to get your motor when you get your motor dynoed on the dyno to get it tuned in? Is it enough to get out on the track and go all out on the motor? You still got to tune the car on the track and stuff like that, guys.
You got to tune your chassis.
Tune
your chassis. The dyno.
Yeah.
Go ahead, DJ.
The good thing about a dyno, as far as motor or like a chassis dyno, it gives you the time to make sure everything, as far as your motor is concerned, is smooth and it's fine. That's just something that you don't have to worry about getting to the track. When you get to the track, you know your motor is fine, all the way to your RPM. So that's not an issue. That eliminates that issue of having any tune issue. You tune the car, the motor on the chassis dyno. Then you gotta go to this power manager getting the goddamn car down the track.
Right. Okay. So if that's to dyno the car on the chassis dyno, then rather just having the motor dyno by itself.
If you can, that's what I would say. That's me personally, I'd like to go through the transmission and to the tires. That way you know what you got to the ground.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I see turbo cars and supercharger cars like to do chassis dynos. Whereas a nitrous car, they like to do engine dynos. That's what I have seen. You know, nitrous cars, I don't see a lot. I don't fear a lot of them spraying nitrous on the dyno. They just run it through the horsepower dyno. I mean, just do it on horsepower, make sure that there's no oil leaks and that the motor stay together. Put it in the car, then you get down from A to B. But once with supercharged and turbos, we put the ice in there and it's almost like a pissing match, so to speak. We take it to the dyno. We want to see 1,500, 2,000 horsepower to the rear tires and get to the track. And we can't get them down, the track, for about a damn month. So,
yeah. I mean, the thing is, you'll see cars that sound good, and I call them barbecue race cars. You got guys that are cranking.
Unable to place call on your Bluetooth phone.
Uh-huh. You sit there and rev one up in the shop. That thing sound good, don't it? Sound good. Sit there and rev it. A motor ain't going to do nothing to get a load on it. You don't know what high it's going, what it's going to do.
All right, I appreciate that. That's good knowledge. Thanks.
Yeah, so. Was I saying something? I don't know. I got sidetracked just there. Hello? Yeah, I was just saying thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Man. No problem. There's a lot of different variables to this thing, man. I mean, so many aspects of this game now, man, it's crazy.
Okay.
I'm down.
DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't gonna let nothing out of the bag yet for your race yet.
Hold on a second. Yeah. What is that noise? Look at that background noise.
I don't hear it.
That's probably me. That's probably me, DJ. Hold on. Let me see if I got you.
DJ.
Yeah, I was on mute for a second. What's up?
You ain't gonna let nothing out of the bag for your race yet?
Huh?
You ain't gonna let nothing, no races out of the bag yet?
I still wanna let it get a little closer. I mean, I got a bunch of committed people to the race. But at the same time, you know, I don't wanna start. I wanna wait just a little closer to really start putting some of the other stuff out there. Because, you know, it's a couple of races between now and then, and I don't want to. I'm not trying to put anything I got going on over somebody else that's got a race that's before mine. So I'm not trying to do that. Yeah.
Now tell us a little about the track.
Whoa.
Is it a good, what kind of track is it? Good track, quarter mile, eighth mile?
It's a real nice facility. I mean, you could probably, you know, just Google Montgomery Motorsports Park and you get a, the track itself sits on, I think, about 200 acres, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
It is a quarter-mile track. Paved pits, nice thing. I mean, it's a really nice facility. People there are really, really nice, and they love grudge racing, so it ain't, you know, they let us do our thing. So, and they definitely plan on having the track on kill for us. They love when we come. They're looking forward to us coming, you know, this year. I was talking to them today, and they're saying they're getting a lot of calls, people calling in asking about, you know, Grudge ain't coming. So every time we do something there, you know, everybody, they like the fact that, you know, I guess they get to see everybody. They're like, you know, all the people we get to see on YouTube. You know, all the Tony Bynes, the 901, the Cold Killers, the, you know, good stuff, y'all. Thank you, Mom. Good to hear all of this.
Hey, is it going to be set on kill like drag radio kill?
Say that one more time.
Is it going to be set on kill like drag radio kill?
Well, it is mainly a slick, friendly track, but it's a radio wheel. You know, they do have radio races there from time to time. So, my thing is probably, like I think I told you, probably a little later on in the day, you know, I think the rate, you know, it'll be good for either one. That's just my, you know, guesstimation. But I would say it's mainly set for a slip.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you got a race on the 3rd. Now, I know we have some big names going down the mile. And I know you're expecting to have a good turnout. But how your turnout, who are you expecting to really see challenge for the money at your race? Is there any particular, you know, category you're looking to stand out?
It's kind of looking like the 8.5-inch tire class is going to be big this year. It looks like the 8.5-inch tire stuff starting to grow for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know about
that. My car is on an 8.5. I'm hoping to be ready by the 3rd.
Right.
Just to get down. You said we could do some testing and tuning before we get down, right? You said 4 o'clock, so I'm looking to get down there. But I'm also looking to see some of the, see who you really looking to see if there's a particular race that a matchup that you are thinking is going to come, to enhance your show.
Yeah. There's a lot of cars that aren't ready yet. I mean, a lot of – this first one's an early date, But
right.
I don't – we'll see. I don't want to pick any names because then someone will be saying I'm choosing them or whatever,
Yeah, you're right. And, I mean, that's a good thing. That's what I was going to say. It's actually the crazy thing is it's like really pretty much by the end of this month, starting the beginning of next month, I think is when – pretty much everybody will be just about ready if they're not ready. So it's one of those deals where everybody, I think, this year just kind of got a later start because a lot of people have regrouped.
Yeah, yep.
Have set the game. Everybody in the damn game seems like that has set the game up.
Well, yeah, I'm looking just to bring the car out and I guess, like you guys say, just get a feel for what it is. I got a G-body, but, I'm not that, I just got in the game, as far as racing, so I'm not going to be calling nobody out too much. But my question is this, because you guys deal with G-bodies and stuff like that, what does it take to really get your car to go down the track? Is it, it could be coilovers, it could be, regular, it's not suspended. But you need anything special just to make it go straight down the track.
What do you got, a nitrous car?
It's a nitrous car. I mean, it's not a nitrous car. Where I don't plan on spraying it all the time. I just plan on having some fun, getting used to the car, and then spraying the car. Mainly, I just want to run it on now. I want to get a feel for what the car actually going to do before I even spray nitrous on it.
The first thing I'm going to say is, since it's a new car, make sure you take it to your chassis guy or whoever, and that it's tailed, it's ready to go before it comes out, or else you're going to be fighting all year long.
Right. Okay. Well, it's at the chassis shop now.
And some simple things, tell them to make sure they check the steering link and all that stuff. We had a guy where he got to the end of the damn track, and his steering link right where it meets up to the rack. Then it had the bolt in it to keep it tight. And he went off the end of the track way at the end. Luckily, it happened way down there as he was slowing down. But I think that had happened.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Near track.
Oh, yeah. That was
just bigger. Make sure they go through everything. Come just double check whatever,
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Terry. Looking forward to meeting you. Looking forward to getting out there and just running the car and see what to do, what it's supposed to do. And then we can go from there.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys out there.
I do got another question. This might be a silly question. I know it's a lot of drug racers do small block stuff, right? When you guys do the small block stuff, is easier to run your car on 28 to 29. But when you got a big block, you don't see too many guys talking about running big blocks on 28. You know, what do you think? 29, 29 wide, 28 wide. What do you think works best?
It just depends what you're used to. You know, I used to be a big block guy.
Yeah.
I've always had big blocks in my Mustang. But now, you know, me and Teddy and Aaron and everybody, you know, the SEO, I like the small block. Just it's a little easier to me.
DJ,
I don't know, DJ,
you
know, DJ might have a little different opinion, but I don't know.
I mean, I like the small, I mean, first of all, I got a turbo car, so to me, building a big block with a turbo, to me, it's just not really the way to go if you're trying to be a grudge racer, because it's just be that much harder to get the match. I mean, I think, you know, that's just, you know, my take on it, but you just got to think about it. I mean, the problem is now, though, the problem is now, everybody, I mean, as far as, you know, big blocks and small blocks and force and distance, in the eighth of a mile, everything has gotten so competitive and so, you know, it almost don't matter what you got if your shit is right. I mean, you can have a badass small block on nitrous that could whoop, you know, big block nitrous and small block turbo car.
Yep.
I've seen it happen.
Well, I listen to the show and I see a lot of guys always talk about the small block turbo or the small block. You know, when they talk about running the big block, they always, you know, sometimes they're asking for something. I know that's just, you know, step in advantage, trying to get the best advantage, but I truly believe that their small blocks, like you said, that will outrun a big block no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, bottom line is, you know, the bottom line, everybody got power. The power ain't the problem in 2012 and better. Horsepower ain't the problem.
No.
It's power management. It's getting from point A to point B as humanly possible as you can, is, you know, with what you have.
Right.
You know, so the best advice I can give anybody is have your program. I mean, whatever you got, just try to make the absolute best of everything you got.
Okay.
Somebody that know what they, you know, you got to be with somebody that know what the hell they do.
Yeah.
That's what it all
boys. I'm looking for a tool.
You can have all the best shit in the world and have all the money in the world and get your asshole blowed out so long and ain't spent half the money you spent but using all they got. Put it down. Put it down.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, a lot of times, a lot of the class races that we always so much talk about, a lot of them don't have the type of engines and stuff that these grudge cars got in them. But hell, go over there and race one of them, get your asshole blowed out. I mean, I've literally been to a class race like about 2 years ago, and I had several people look under the hood of my car was like, you know, it was like, I wish I had the shit you got in this car.
Yeah.
But one of the two that said it could, you know, feed me my lunch at that time. Read me my rights.
Right.
You can have all the right stuff, but if you ain't got the right people behind it, wasting your damn time. You can be fast, but you won't be as fast as you can be.
Right.
Like the Army say, be all you can be.
Yeah.
This time I'm trying to be all I can be.
I'm following you, man. I'm listening. I wish I could see you now. You got a Mustang or what?
Yes, a Mustang.
Okay, you went to a Mustang too? You didn't have a Mustang before, did you?
Do what now?
I said, Terry, you didn't have a Mustang before, did he? You just got into a Mustang?
To Terry?
Yeah.
What's that?
No, Terry,
what kind of car did you have, Terry? You always had a Mustang?
No, I've had so many different cars. Chevelle, everything.
Right.
I had a Duster, I had all kinds of stuff.
I'm looking forward to this, man. I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to get out there and engage, just have a good time, try to figure out what this car can do, what I can do, what I can, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the fun. I'm excited about it.
Is your car ready?
It's ready. It's at the chassis shop. I'm getting it back probably Tuesday when I get off the road. I'm bringing it home, and we're going to set the motor in there. I'm hoping we can have everything set up for that race. You know, I want to kind of get out there. I just want to get out there and just see what the car's going to do. You know, just kind of break some stuff in and just see how it handles, you know? I'm not too sure if I'm going to get into the race or not, but if it works out, if it's running like it's supposed to and it feels good, I'm going to get in. I'm going to engage. I'm going to get in.
What race you going to bring it to? Which one?
May 3rd. The May 3rd race, the Meltdown race.
Okay. Where are you from?
Chicago.
Okay. What's your name?
They call me Smooth Criminal, man.
Smooth Criminal.
That's the name I gave to the car. You know, I'm a big Michael Jackson fan, so I like that song, so I just named the car that.
Okay. I was just speaking at you. My name's Big Will.
What's up, Big Will?
That's right.
You got a car, Big Will?
No, not to speak of.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be at this race up here? You from Illinois?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm just looking to get in there and see what's going on, man, see what I can do. See where the car really at, what kind of power it really gonna do. Just hope, you know, that's it. Like they say, you guys, you can have all the money in the world, you don't have the knowledge to put the power down. It just ain't gonna work.
All right. What kind of car is this?
Photo Malibu.
Okay. What color is it?
It's gonna be beige. Cadillac white. That beige color, that Cadillac white color. First came out with it.
Okay. Where did Biz go, DJ?
What'd you say now?
Where did Biz go?
I don't know. You say they deserved the show.
Where's that Jay Bond at?
Y'all been not. That's why I let me turn this into Weak Bitch Monday now. I don't know,
nope.
Man. I'm glad to see everybody getting ready, man. It's getting ready to get good. That's all I can say. I talk to people every day. It's gonna be, all I can say is once everything get to going real good, it's gonna be cars that's gonna be so close. It's just gonna be one of those things where, you know, it's all race is gonna be, I think the competition gonna be so tight this year. It's almost gonna be like one of those deals with whoever leaves first type of shit. It's gonna be
that's what you wanna be.
Yeah. The ETs are just going to be, they're going to be really close.
You coming up
really,
here?
Really close. Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
I plan to make several trips to the north.
You don't know when you're going to debut your title, huh?
The goal is to debut it on the 18th. There's no surprise about that. That's the goal.
That's your race, right?
It is, uh-huh. That's what we're pushing for, so I'm sure the car will be ready. I just don't know if it'll be tested by then.
Okay.
So, right now, everything is going pretty good, so.
Hey, we're coming untested. How about two untested cars go at it?
Hey, I tell you what, man. If that's got, I'll do that. The NFL is. If I'm there, yeah, y'all look, we're going to be pissed. Those guys, you think I'm going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
Honey, he was crying.
What the hell? Look at me being goddamn gullible. I tell you what, man. But if I'm there, hell yeah, I'll tell you, kid. I don't give a damn. I don't know. I'm going to have some kind of damn battle, though. I can't bring a car out like that with what all we doing without. I can't see y'all coming untested either, kid. There's no way in the show. Y'all been done did something. You don't have to.
Nope.
Gosh, shit.
Terry, y'all was testing yesterday.
I'll bet
on that.
I know one thing you should have been. It's so nice out.
Oh, man. It was nice out today.
Yeah. Did you go to the Grove Saturday?
No, I didn't go up there. I had to work this weekend.
Okay.
Nope. No, a bunch of my buddies were up there. Dwayne and all them guys were up there. Pro 85 guys.
They said it was pretty nice.
Oh yeah, they said the track was real nice.
Okay. Yes.
And everybody getting ready to come out the woodwork, man. Everybody coming, getting ready. Pull them on out, man.
Oh yeah.
These shots can't hold them forever.
Was there any racing over in the south this weekend? Any grudge racing?
We had some rain this weekend.
Oh.
I don't know if, yeah, I mean, we got a lot of rain the last couple of days. It just really cleared up on Sunday. I know Tony had a race scheduled for Saturday. I don't know if the weather permitted, if they... You'd have a race in that. I don't know.
And what about Butt Necker's race? I mean, that race he supposed to have that little grudge match. What is that? Did they do it?
Did what now?
Butt Necker. Remember he supposed to have some grudge match at a certain track and stuff? What was that about? Did they do that?
Now, you know, the nigga had an incident with his car.
Oh,
yeah, but nigga wrecked the car, so he's still in the process of putting it all back together, but it should definitely be ready by the 8th. Hell, it may even be ready by next week. But he should definitely be ready before the month of, before this month is out.
Okay.
It's going to be good. All I can say, it's going to be real good. I'm eager to see Terry them car. I've never even seen the car in person.
No.
Wait a minute.
Never seen them in person.
Teddy built that complete car in his garage by himself.
No, man.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I've always liked it. It's still about it.
That's why he did it.
He's still trying to find me a regular SBO.
No kidding.
Stop. Found one yet.
Yeah.
Hey, you know where SVOs are?
What?
Regular SVO? Cruiser? No.
Four, six, 64, 5, 6, 7 GTO that needs to be restored.
That'd be nice.
Huh?
That'd be nice. Hey, wait till you see this wagon Teddy got. We'll drive that thing down south one time. Dude, he got a badass wagon.
A wagon?
Hey, what's that wagon you got? 63 Impala? Bel Air wagon? It's bad. It's
cool. You got some toys.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with
Big Black, 502 in it, cruiser.
Let me get a tub with the big wheels in the back.
No. It's just got like torque thrust or something on it. Just, you know, some like 18, 19 inch.
I guess.
Grocery getter.
Grocery getter. Well, hell, man, we don't want to talk on this goddamn show tonight. What the hell going on?
It's all kinds of mics open. Biz, I don't know what Biz did. Jay Barnes, he's MIA for another week. So.
Like I said, I got an announcement to make tomorrow night. I don't know for sure if it's Brian, but it'll be kind of a, somewhat of a big announcement.
That'd be good. You know what, we got to call White Cracker, too, and make that lock-in official, too, from your show.
Crazy horse.
Crazy horse.
Crazy horse, so he's going to unleash the horses on y'all.
That's good. Hope he does.
Y'all coming down south. They going to give y'all a good south ass whoop.
Yep.
Who's coming down with a small? He's gonna be there with a small. I got some. Actually, it's gonna be a few small block nice cars in the house too. It's nice small, but they didn't breathe some life back into the nice small block deal. Well, them starting to sprout up. Up here. Ain't nobody else in the face saying that nobody would shut this damn thing
down. Yeah, we might as well go ahead and shut it down. So.
Hey, Thomas, come see me.
Huh? Who is that? What the hell is that?
I don't know. Someone just talked.
Hey, Thomas, Miley, Michigan.
Miley, Michigan. Somebody said Milan.
Yeah, that's what Biz called it, Milan.
It's better than Montgomery.
It's better than who?
What up, DJ? What up, Terry? Y'all all right?
Never said. I heard you never said, Dwayne.
Goddamn right. ain't nothing I have for me to be scared of, shit.
You right. All you do is get over there and get in the goddamn water box.
That's right. That's why I get me hold of the big block. I ain't gonna tell these motherfuckers, right?
Y'all hold on a second.
Yep. But I think y'all had a good show. I don't know. I was in and out. But hey, y'all got final thoughts or what?
Hello.
Yo.
Yo. Yep.
What y'all doing, final thoughts or what, man? Y'all gonna hold on to this motherfucker or what?
Motherfucker. Nah, we out of here. We thought you were trying to breathe some life into the goddamn.
Hell no, nah, I'm about to go eat lunch. Fuck this shit. Y'all have a good night, fellas. My commitment is right, May 3rd.
May 3rd. We do appreciate everybody calling in tonight. I'm sure Jay Bowen, thank you. Venus, thank you. Terry, thank you. I can't thank you very much, sure, but I still a thank you. But hope anything I may have said may have been helpful to for those who are listening. God bless everybody, and I hope everybody have a good night and be safe.
Don't forget to tune in to DJ show tomorrow. Get the hot update for his
Tuesday.
Week Fitch Tuesday.
Yeah, tomorrow's officially Week Fitch Tuesday. You know, sometimes it's Keep It Real Tuesday. Fellowship Tuesday. Tomorrow is Week Bitch Tuesday. Tune in.
All right. Y'all talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Pleasure.
Hello?